from Quality Radio Productions. It's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell, getting the hour underway with tenor sax great Sonny Rollins, backed by MJQ, the Modern Jazz Quartet, John Lewis, piano, Milt Jackson vibes, Percy Heath, bass, and Kenny Clark on drums. Sessions recorded for Prestige Records in September of 1953 for the album Sonny Rollins with the Modern Jazz Quartet. This is Almost Like Being in Love. That's the Duke Ellington One Tis All classic Caravan, as played by guitarist Joe Pass and his trio, with Ray Brown on bass and Bobby Durham on drums, from the 1975 Pablo Records release, Portraits of Duke Ellington. Before that, music from pianist Lou Levy, and a purely solo album from Lou from 1995, the album appropriately titled By Myself, we heard Close Enough for Love, and Sonny Rollins with the Modern Jazz Quartet, getting things underway. That's also the title of the album from 1953 on Prestige. We heard Almost Like Being in Love. We'll begin this set of the Jazz Scene with the Larry Porter Trio. Larry Porter on piano, Andreas Lang bass, and Joe Smith on drums. They've been performing together since 2013. We'll turn to their 2018 release on Unit Records called Don't Fence Me In. It's a nice collection of jazz and pop standards. We'll hear a piece composed in 1931 by Ray Henderson and Lou Brown. Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries. Thank you.
If you could see me now, you'd know how blue I've been. One look is all you'd need to see the mood I'm in. Perhaps then you'd realize I'm still in love with you. If you could see me now, you'd find me being brave and trying awfully hard to make my tears behave. But that's quite impossible. I'm still in love with you. Cannot play the part without my heart behind the smile. The way I feel for you, I never could describe. The look of love is written plainly in your eyes. I think you'd be mine again if you could see me now.
Thank you.
That's the duo of Nick Tomlin on sax and Mark Alloway on piano. From their 2015 release, Naming Clouds, we heard Too Late Now. Tulsa, Oklahoma vocalist Sandy Gardner before that. In addition to being a singer, Sandy is also a bassist and an actress. She played Liesel in a Tulsa Little Theater adaptation of The Sound of Music. We listened to a track from her 1999 CD, Everything I Love. It was If You Could See Me Now. And at the top of the set, the Larry Porter Trio from 2018, Don't Fence Me In, the name of the release. We heard Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries. Would that were only true. You are listening to The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And our blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or audio for this episode, look for program number 1809. We'll begin our final set of the hour with the David Friedman Generations Trio, fronted by veteran jazz vibraphonist David Friedman, with Oliver Potratz on bass and Tilo Weber on drums. From their 2018 release, Thursday, this one's called Turn Left. Thank you.
Thank you.
Some groovin' 1960s soul jazz wrapping up the hour. More specifically from 1963, a band co-led by pianist Ronnie Matthews and trumpeter Freddie Hubbard. The album Doin' the Thang, another classic album from the Prestige Records catalog, with Charles Davis on baritone sax, Eddie Kahn bass, and Albert Tootie Heath on drums. We heard the title track of sorts, the track simply called The Thang. Going even further back in time, before that, to February 17th, 1955, and a session recorded on that date in New York City. A quartet fronted by reedman Hal McCusick featured on clarinet there. He is also heard on alto sax on these sessions. The tracks, originally recorded for Bethlehem Records back in 55, reissued on CD by Fresh Sound Records, a wonderful jazz label from Spain, mainly specializing in reissues of classic jazz, although they do have some more contemporary recordings in their catalog. This album, East Coast Jazz Series No. 8, part of the East Coast Jazz Series of CD compilations from Fresh Sound, with Barry Galbraith on guitar, Milt Hinton bass, and Ossie Johnson on drums. We heard Lullaby for Leslie from Hal McCusick. And the David Friedman Generations Trio at the top of the set, David Friedman on vibes. From 2018 in the album Thursday, we heard Turn Left. And that does do it for this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Please join me again soon for another hour of the very best in jazz. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.